Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Grab everything I can.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen. Ah, yeah. So we're not even going to do that. Good morning, people out there in Twitter. Well, Twitterland, universe, internet, wherever.
Interweb.
Yes. Oh, I am sorry. We probably sound warbly to you. There's nothing we can do about it. Warble, 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 warble.
Mm-hmm. We are all kinds of warbly.
Wish we could do something for you. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No. And we're not quite sure what's going on this morning, but we do know PlayStation has it worse than we do. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, wait. You know who we are, right? We're Ginger and Corey. And I'm Ginger. And that is Corey, I think.
Did you forget this is Lunch with Ginger and Corey? I'm over here just talking.
Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Okay, so apparently we don't sound warbly, but our soundboard does not want to let us play our lovely music for you this morning. See, it is Monday. It's Monday.
It's Monday all day today. And people, where are my pizza? Where are my pizzas? There we go.
There you go.
At this
that works
point,
better.
It's more than just one pizza you owe me. You owe me tons of pizza.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Where's my pizza?
Yeah. What she said, yeah. We sound so happy.
I know, right? I'm all trying not to cough my head off.
I am. Did you have a good Easter?
It was beautiful. Oh, such a nice Easter. Hiking and enjoying the sun. Well, not really sun. It was all overcast here, but
we wish.
Cool, but it was nice. And yeah.
We wish it was overcast here. We are begging for some rain. I guess we should do news. I'm all like, blah.
blah. I know, right?
Look, let's try it again. Look at that.
No.
Nobody wants to date Avatar today?
No, that was still pretty bad.
I tried, people. What do y'all want from me? What do you want? Yes. What do you want? I love me some Adam Lambert. Where's he been lately? He's doing what he's supposed to do.
I don't know. He's so hot, though.
He's doing what he's supposed to do, which is disappear for a while. That's how you do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you stay relevant. So people want you to come back.
I want you to come back, Adam.
Yes. Come back, Adam. Come back. Bring back your manliner and your beautiful voice and way too hot to not be straightness going on.
Ginger May.
I just have to play with him.
Mm-hmm. He likes to play with us too, apparently, but not the same way we like to play with him. Okay.
No.
Moving
That's
along.
That's okay. His voice was cute too, from what I remember.
I didn't think so.
You didn't think so?
Thought he was, what's the word I'm looking for? Visually deficient. That's a good word. Okay, so.
Was this the old boyfriend or the new boyfriend?
I've only seen one, so I didn't know he had another one. Maybe I'll check him out.
It was some kind of model.
Mm. Go Adam. Adam, I'm impressed.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you PlayStation fans, you people who did not come to the dark side, where, you know, we have the Xbox 360 and we have cookies and we have just all the awesomeness in the world. Y'all stayed over there on the little fruity side and, you know, with the little unicorns and all that fun stuff. Yeah, y'all on the PlayStation Network are just SOL. 5 full days since the PlayStation Network went down. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning, by the way. And according to the most recent update from Sony, no end is in sight. Y'all, it's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The company said in a very brief blog post that they still don't know when PlayStation Network will be back online. This news has to be disconcerting to PS3 owners who want to play games online.
That'll be me.
Use PlayStation Store or jump into the PlayStation Home. The latest update from the PlayStation blog says, I know you are waiting for additional information on when PlayStation Network and Curiosity services will be online. Unfortunately, I don't have an update or time frame to share at this point in time.
Well,
they say, as we previously noted, this is a time-intensive process, and we're going to bring them back online quickly. We keep you updated with information as it becomes available. We once again thank you for your patience. I don't know.
Well, more along those same lines, they're saying the result of the outage, because some people are like, well, why is it down? Well, they're saying it's an external intrusion. Patrick Siebel, who is the Senior Director of Corporate Communications and Social Media, updated the PlayStation blog over the weekend, as we just told you, with news that the outage began on Wednesday night and is the result of an external intrusion. Says everyone has their own opinions on who the culprit might be. It was anonymous. Anonymous imposters. It was Sony trying to make Anonymous look bad. But so far, Sony isn't pointing fingers. Interestingly, the outage occurred not because of a system crash, as many might have assumed, but because it was deliberately turned off by Sony in order to conduct a thorough investigation and to verify the smooth and secure operation of its network services going forward. They're quoted as saying, providing quality entertainment services to our customers and partners is our utmost priority. We're doing all we can to resolve the situation quickly, and once again, thank you for your patience. We'll continue to update you promptly as we have additional information to share. Well, that's all we got, people. Now, keep in mind, as some of you are angry and wanting to cuss and complain, PlayStation Network is free. This is one of the reasons that people do pay for Xbox Live, because when you pay for something, you can complain. You can threaten and say, I'm going to take my business away, and they will hurry to get it fixed, being that you all aren't paying for it. I'm not saying they're not working around the clock. A lot of you went out and picked up Mortal Kombat this weekend and probably wanted to use your Kratos character to take on Raiden, show him what's what. I'll show you God of Thunder. But so you can't, and you're irritated, but you're not paying for it, so you just kind of have to sit there and take it like it comes.
Yeah, pretty much. Kind of got to, you know, if you don't pay for it, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, and I think PlayStation Network is awesome for the most part, but if you ain't paying, you can't say anything. Same with voting. You don't vote, you can't complain, all that good stuff. Anyway, and here's the most disconcerting part for me, or the part that's irritating me, is not only is my PlayStation Network down, that means for some reason my home network can't be picked up. Like I told you, I like to stream movies from the PC to the PlayStation. It won't stream when the network is down, when PSN is down either. I don't know what that is. PlayStation, are you in? You're messing with my networks. You in my internet? Messing with my networks. So that's been very irritating. I'll have to find a workaround for that. Fix it.
All right, well, we still got a little bit more on the story. I'm going to pull this one actually from the text section over in Yahoo, the gaming. Anonymous to Sony, for once, we didn't do it. Oh, yeah, looks like this story was actually published Saturday, but you're going to get it today, Monday, because, you know, we were out partying on Saturday.
I don't know what you're talking about.
2 days after Sony shut down its PlayStation Network, an online service for Sony console owners due to an unexplained outage, hacktivist group Anonymous has disclaimed credit for the outage. In a Friday post entitled, For Once It Wasn't Us, Anonymous wrote, while it could be the case that other Anons have acted by themselves, Anon Ops was not related to this incident and take no responsibility for it. A more likely explanation is that Sony is taking advantage of Anonymous' previous ill will towards the company to distract users from the fact that the outage is actually an internal problem with the company's servers. On Thursday, Sony announced it had shut down the PlayStation Network for a full day or two to investigate an unknown outage, which it confirmed the day before. Reports also said that Sony Computer Entertainment Europe had posted its suspicions about a hacking attempt, but by press time, the European PlayStation blog had been apparently edited to mimic the U.S. version. On Friday morning, Sony posted another update hinting at the work of hackers. An external intrusion on our system has affected our PlayStation Network and Curiosity services, it wrote in a blog post. In March, Anonymous briefly took down the PlayStation Network to kickstart Operation Sony, a campaign meant to cripple Sony for its recent lawsuits against PS3 hackers. But within days, Anonymous reversed the hack due to complaints from gamers that the takedown was doing more harm than good and hacked into the Sony Careers page instead. Anonymous also organized an in-store boycott. Meanwhile, earlier this month, PS3 hacker George Geohot Hotz and Sony settled their suit. and Haas agreed to a permanent injunction against posting information that Sony wanted removed. Sony sued Haas in January for hacking the Sony PS3 and posting his circumvention technique on his website, as well as links for others to do the same. All right, so Anonymous is saying they didn't do it. Well, at least they're saying the main group wasn't in it. It may have been one of their players, but it wasn't them as a whole.
One of their splinter cells.
Yes, splinter cell.
Well, good luck with that, people. I did play my Xbox last night. It can still stream movies, so I guess I'll live with that for now. So those of you who are Thor fans will be happy to hear this next story. Thor is going to bring thunder to Austin Books and Comics. Yes, here in Texas. Austin, Texas. This actually was announced last Friday, later in the day. Texas pop culture retailer teams with Marvel, Sega, and Redfly Studios to present We Thor, God of Thunder game launch party and costume event. Yay, down here in Austin. When is that? We may have to go down there. Okay, I'm looking at internet connections on other PCs. Okay, so Isaiah Searing, you can become the god, become Thor, the God of Thunder, as he battles to save his home of Asgard. Austin Books and Comics presents Thor, God of Thunder, Wii Video Game Launch Party. This will be Saturday, this coming Saturday, April the 30th, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., featuring original comic book characters Thor and Sif in the flesh. Wow. Have you seen those trailers? So they're going to be there with Thor character being portrayed by Austin's own Jarrett Crippen, a.k.a. the Diffuser from Sci-Fi. You guys know him? Do you watch Sci-Fi Channel?
I don't either.
Sega and Austin game developer Redfly Studios are teaming up with Austin Books and Comics to launch their new Wii game, Thor God of Thunder. Guests, of course, can attend this video game launch party free, and try out an in-store demo of Thor God of Thunder. Players will wield the iconic Mjolnir, Thor's legendary hammer, to fight across multiple Norse worlds, and controlling elemental storm powers to overcome hordes of deadly foes with devastating lightning bolts, earth-shaking thunder, and mighty blasts of winds that sweep away throngs of enemies. Yes, of course, you have to sweep away throngs of enemies. Austin Books and Comics is also hosting a Redfly Studio Meet the Developer table, featuring key members of the game development team that created Thor, God of Thunder for the Wii. Redfly Studio is well known for their previously released titles Mushroom Men, This War, Ghostbusters, a video game, and Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2, which I did not like, people. Chad Byrne, who is the producer on Thor, God of Thunder over at Redfly Studios, offers Redfly Studio is already a big believer in supporting the local Austin community, thank God. By having the opportunity to launch our brand new Wii game at Austin Books and Comics, we look forward to meeting more of our Austin fans and providing enthusiastic support for the Thor franchise. Notice they didn't say excited, but they found a way to say it. Guests can participate in our Thor costume contest, plus receiving hourly giveaways and signed posters and special Thor premiums, including the new Wii game. You can meet our costume characters in person, Thor and his Norse girlfriend, Sif, who will be on site in full costume for the duration of the event. There will be no charge to the event guests for photos or with our costume characters. Amazing.
That is kind of amazing.
Well, the Thor actor is Jarrett Crippen, an a.k.a. Police Department, an Austin Police Department of Detective and founder of Scare for a Cure, a nonprofit charity. In 2007, Jarrett, self-proclaimed comic book geek, was selected as a cast member in Stan Lee's sci-fi reality show, Who Wants to Be a Superhero? He won the competition and was proclaimed the world's next great superhero. He routinely travels to cities around the country to appear as a diffuser, but his favorite stops are Austin area elementary schools, Boy Scout events, and church groups. You can, of course, RSVP to the Thor, the God of Thunder relaunch party on their Facebook page, which we will have up for you shortly, and you'll automatically be signed up for a chance to win your own copy, Thor, God of Thunder, before it releases in stores on May 3rd, and the Paramount Picture film opens on May 6th. And, of course, Austin Books and Comics is located at 5002 North Lamar Boulevard. Girls, if you're going out to this to get a good look at the hot police officer, Thor-type person, please do not wear your stilettos. Austin is hilly. I'm warning you ahead of time. Sneakers. Sneakers are your friend.
And sneakers are so much hotter than stilettos.
I have to disagree with you there, but but you will not be hot with blisters on your feet. Trust me, I have done the research and walked up and down Austin streets, not in stilettos, but high heel boots. Not fun when you take them off. Maybe you can find you some high heel sneaker boots. Those work well.
Girl, I used to have some sneaker shoes that were high heels.
Yes.
Oh, I love those things.
Those are good for the feet. They feel good.
Oh, yes. they were hot. They had like 4-inch platforms on them.
Yes, okay, yes.
Anyway. All right. I still miss those shoes.
Shoe fetish.
Nintendo says the successor to the Wii console will arrive next year, but it isn't saying anything about what the new system will do. Looks like Nintendo is letting us know that they are coming out with the Wii 2. The Japanese company says they will show a playable model at the new playable model of the new console at the Electric Entertainment Expo, which for the rest of that is just E3. From June 7th to June 9th in Los Angeles. Ooh, can we go, Corey? Can we go? Please, can we go?
Well, what happened?
Wii 2 at E3. Can we go? We should go. We should totally go.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Let's do that.
Nintendo Company has sold 86 million Wii since it launched in 2006. It caused a splash with its innovative motion sensing control, a setup since copied and elaborated on by other major console makers such as Microsoft Corp and Sony Corporation. Also Monday, Nintendo said its annual profit dropped for the second straight year as sales declined. Oh, poor Nintendo. But y'all come back. Y'all always do. You come back and you kick butt. That is what y'all do.
Well, I would say so. However, Engadget is reporting this morning that Nintendo said they've sold 3.61 million 3DS handhelds, but they're seeing a net profit decline by 66% this year. He says it's good news, but bad news kind of day in Super Mario Land, as Nintendo's announcement of a Wii successor has been followed up with a delivery of the company's financial results for fiscal year 2010, which don't make for happy reading. Nintendo's net sales of $12.4 billion for the period ending on March 31st, 2011, was 29% less than it tallied during the previous year, while its $825 million of net profit was also a staggering 66% lower than it earned last year. The 3DS has sold well so far, reaching 3.61 million transactions worldwide, but the Wii is down to 15 million global sales, which marked a 25% contradiction from its FY 2009 total of 20 million. So the impetus for a hardware refresh of the Wii is clearly here. Now it's just a matter of waiting for E3 to find out exactly how Nintendo plans to go about it. We're not too worried about you guys.
Mm-mm.
And again, I say, as I have this argument with Blaster every week, if you guys listen to the night show, there's only so many Wiis or Xboxes and PlayStations that you can sell before people say, okay, I got mine, you got yours, everybody's got one.
Mm-hmm.
So sales will decline eventually. And as just again, the Wiis don't break, so, and they don't usually say, hey, we'll release an Elite version. Hey, we'll release this version. No, you got your Wii, and that's that. We're not trying to gouge you for your money. We know you don't have any money. It's a recession, so we don't want to take your money. Here, your Wii, we're going to give it to you, and it works. It's not going to break, and you'll have it for many years until we decide to give you another one. Keep that in mind.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I've never had an issue with my Wii. My Xbox, now that, on the other hand, Red Ring of Death, yes, I have had issues with.
I'm on my fourth one. And I know people that are on their 8th and 12th and 15th Xbox, but I'm not joking.
I know you're not. It's
not. So it's, we have to keep that in mind. And that's why they're releasing a new console. It's time for a new one. It's not that, as people keep loving to say, well, see, nobody's buying Wii's. Of course not. Everybody that's going to get one has gotten one. And you don't need a new one. Why would you buy another one?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you need two in the house? I mean, I can't say you don't need two in the house. Well, most people buy two Xboxes because there's a game that somebody else wants to play, but Wii was actually made as a family console, so there's no need to even have two to say, I want to play this and you want to play that. We can play together.
Exactly.
That was their whole marketing thing. Anyway.
Yeah, that's the one thing I've always hated about Xbox games for the most part, is most of them are one player, and I don't want to play just one player. I want to play two players, or three, or four.
Well, see, I'm still mad about the Harry Potter for the Kinect. Y'all got me good. It will not be happening again.
She was very unhappy. Y'all have no idea. I got to hear about that. She was very, very unhappy.
I have... my Harry Potter...
I have an expectation?
Yeah, my Harry Potter for the Wii was absolutely... I think that's their, in my opinion, the best title they released next to Zelda. It was the best one. And I get this one for Kinect thinking I'm going to, you know... Stupefy type of stuff, and only in two-player mode. The Kinect doesn't work in single player. Oh, people, come on.
Mm-mm.
Come on.
No, it's got issues.
That's lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Harry Potter. You have a name to live up to.
I know. It should have been magical. It should have been epic. It should have been everything we ever wanted and then more. And no.
Look, it's not like they don't have. It's not like they don't know what it's about. The books are out there. Did you get the book?
Did you get the book? Did you read the books?
I haven't even read the book, but if I was going to do a game, I would probably read the book so that I could, come up with...
Corey, I'm going to take your geek card away.
Well, no, I have to wait until I finish the movies. I don't want to do both, and I'm that way with all books to movies. I pick one or the other. Like, when I knew Twilight was coming out, I knew I had about... When I realized it was coming out, I had 2 months to read the book, so I read the books in a space of a week. But, yeah, so then I could go see the movies. But now I don't want to see any more of the movies. Ugh. Anyway, some Twilight.
I was watching last night.
You like it?
I do. I'll admit, I like me some sparkly vampires.
Well, I thought it was too fast. I liked, they didn't have the, you know how we girls, we like the long figures.
I like the books better, of course.
Yeah, I like the books.
But the books were much, much better. But the movies for an adaptation were not bad. They could have done better. But for the most part, it wasn't bad.
Yes. Oh, and how about this yesterday, sitting with my lovely family, and the Green Lantern trailer came on, and everybody looked at me. I was like, what? Is it going to be good? I don't know. Did you think I speak for all geeks? I'm not a comic book geek. Duh. Anyway, Ginger, more news for the people.
More news for the people. Hey, Corey, are you a swinger?
I'll answer that question off air.
Web Slinger, coming soon, the newest in arcading games. Oh my god, wow. Alright, in just a few weeks, Toronto-based mobile game studio will release its newest arcade game, Web Slinger. Web Slinger will take you to a world where you can become the mightiest of insects, the spider. Oh, yuck, no, y'all have me until spider. Tackle your numerous insect enemies as you battle against time on your quest to the bottom of the barn. Being an insect was never this fun. Stay tuned for the official release of Web Slinger in the Apple Store. This new fun-packed game will put you in the mind of a spider. You've always known that you could reach incredible heights, defeat your enemies, and be at the top of the world, so you're not going to let the fact that you're a spider hold you back. In the news in arcade games, Web Slinger will take you to another world where you become the mightiest of insects, the spider. Tackle your numerous insect enemies as you battle against time on your... We already did that. Click on the down or up arrow to move the spider down or up the web and drag your finger on the screen to swing the spider.
No.
If the spider loses all its lives or runs out of time, it will lose. With 20 different levels and unbelievable fun, it is up to you to make your mark and defeat your enemies. Being an insect was never this fun. Apparently there is a YouTube video and some screenshots, which I'll get up on the website in a little bit. But no. Y'all lost me at Spider, and that this game just kind of sounds...
No. Notice I keep saying no.
No.
I don't want to do spiders. No. I have great respect for spiders, and they have respect for me. We stay away from each other. How about that? Yeah. No.
I have respect of them from a very far distance. You know they... wasp spray will kill them?
Who, me?
Wasp spray will kill spiders.
So will 409. All right. You people that love being pocket ninjas, guess what? You're not alone. Pocket Ninja smashes 1 million users barrier. Pocket Ninja is the anime-inspired MMO housing more than 1 million little ninjas out there. Starting under the secretive title Project Ninja Cloak, I'm going to need them to rewrite these PRs, really. This saw in-games release several mysterious images and nothing more than vague hints about their purpose. Pocket Ninja has quickly blossomed into one of the most sought-after browser-based gaming experiences available today, and it is gorgeous, I got to say. I haven't played it yet, but it's gorgeous. Taking inspiration from fan-favorite game, Pocket Ninja focuses on the unique life and journey of a ninja, entrusted with defeating the world's most evil and destructive warrior corporations. There's always an evil corporation. Featuring beautiful graphics, slick interfaces, hundreds of characters, and a huge world to explore, Pocket Ninja is aiming to take browser-based gaming MMO to the next level. They're saying their mass appeal for Pocket Ninja? Well, it appeals to gamers and anime fans alike, marrying two of the most popular manga series of all time, Naruto and Bleach. You know those two? I know Naruto, but not Bleach. With familiar MMO gameplay, polished presentation, and innovative features, the explosion in popularity means in-games has already had to purchase several new servers for the beta testing phase, ensuring a lag-free experience for the game's now 1 million-strong army of budding ninjas. Players can, of course, assume the role of a number of fan-favorite characters from the Naruto and Bleach series, including Naruto Tsukami and Itachi Uchiba. I'm messing up these names. I'm sorry. Some of you out there are like, no, you're yelling at the name at me. I'm sorry. Renji Ibaraki, and taking part in visually stunning fights that utilize a massive array of special moves and customized items. It says, we're not fighting. Players can also explore Pocky Ninja's beautifully presented landscapes, teaming with others on quests to help protect Angel City from the evil souls that have broken free of Demon City's once sealed walls. And it is still in the beta phase, and you can still sign up to play during the beta phase, PockyNinja.com. I can't believe there's 1 million people in their beta, and it's a free game. Amazing.
I know. That is crazy.
You can also apparently raise pets in there, those of you who like to do that sort of thing. So check it out. We'll put up all the links for you. They have a Facebook, Pocky-Ninja, Twitter, PockyNinja, and, of course, there's trailers up on YouTube, which I will grab for you in just a minute. We might actually have this one up already, now that I'm looking at it. Amazing. I must go and play this. I have not been giving Pocky Ninja its due for a free game. It really is pretty. Really pretty. I'm very, very impressed. If they can do this with a free game, imagine what they could do with money.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
I'm just saying. Okay, YouTube, I'm going to need you not be making updates while I'm out for the weekend. Why would you do this?
I know, right?
Have you seen this?
I noticed that they updated last week.
Well, they did it again. I don't think I like this. Maybe I don't want my YouTube updated.
Give me back the old YouTube. And while you're at it, give me back the old Yahoo. I don't like the new Yahoo either.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I don't like it. All right. Dead Cyborg.
Okay, is the cyborg technically alive?
I know, right? And if it is, can I kill it?
I'm not. Yeah, that's how the Matrix starts. I keep telling y'all.
Indy is pleased to report that his unique Indy Titles website is live and full of information. Dead Cyborg is a free donation-based sci-fi adventure game for Windows, Linux, and Mac. The website hosts useful information as well as screenshots, artworks, and trailers about the upcoming title. Players can read about the current development progress and donate if they like what they see. Donation plays a big role in the game's life, while Dead Cyborg is a pay-if-you-like game. Accordingly, the website's main feature will be the game.
Wait. Did you say pay-if-you-like? Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I know, right? Accordingly, the website's main feature will be the game itself. When the first episode is finished, players can download it for free from the game's website. All right, so what is Dead Cyborg? Dead Cyborg is a freeware, donation-based sci-fi adventure game for Windows, Linux, and Mac. Its story is about the meaning of life and death in a rusty, post-apocalyptic metal and concrete world.
Ooh.
If you're keen on exploring the level of FPS, first-person shooter, games, you like the old text adventures or sci-fi classics like Limb, I'm not going to read that one, you will like this game. Dead Cyborg contains atmospheric locations, deep storyline, and mind-blowing puzzles for players who like to visit an elaborate, unique story world. The game will be published by episodes, 3 to 5 hours of gameplay per episode. The first episode will be published in the middle of 2011. The next episodes will come when enough donations paid for the first episode. The full game will have about 4 episodes long. So in other words, it's a pay if you like, but I'm not actually going to release anything else unless you pay me.
Actually,
for the first
do pay. So we'll see if we get you hooked. I don't know if that's a smart tactic or a...
On one hand, it may be a smart one because, you know, the people who want the second episode will pay and donate more to help get it going.
We hope.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think that's what the developer's hoping, too, because it sounds like a one-man team.
Oh, I can understand.
All right, I'll get the screenshots and the logo and everything up on the website in just a little bit. Y'all can check that out.
GameAtrix.com.
Check it out.
Oh, look,
Speaking of post-apocalyptic, I need any of y'all that downloaded or at least tried to download that steampunk game Friday to let me know if any of you had issues. I want to know if it was just me. Find the information anywhere and, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch that until Ginger cleans up her computer and we know that it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
You.
Yeah, Messenger has a virus, and I've been fighting it all weekend long. Every time I think I get rid of it, it comes back.
I'm very sorry, Ginger. Very sorry.
Me too. Well, for the most part, I got it shut down. I can't really do much at the moment, but it's still there.
I say we cut it.
I say we wipe my drive and start over.
See, I'm just not that brave. Okay. Well, you people out there, you like chickens, you like cats. This is the perfect game for you. You probably chicks versus kittens. This is a new one for you out there. Forget the pirates versus ninjas. It's chicks versus kittens. This was released actually yesterday as an Easter treat in iPhone's App Store. They say it's a real treat waiting for you there. With over 60 fun levels featuring game center leaderboards, this fun arcade game is going to pull all the chicks. Chickens, people. Chicks. Duh. You can defend your nest against the relentless hordes of kittens intent on catching the mother bird. Her only defense is to hatch a variety of chicks that will do anything to keep her alive. Using your defenses such as rotten eggs, ninja attacks, sonic squawks, super chicks, throwing chicks, and even fish, the mother bird needs to survive throughout the day until the terrible kittens finally give up the chase. Again, there is 60 levels to this. You can try and survive the day from dusk until dawn with 60 levels spread over three increasingly challenging worlds. You can also use the Game Center leaderboards. You can be the best and use all of your cunning tricks to challenge your friends and reach the top of the leaderboards. Fun, it's considered a fun and fun arcade and strategy action. You can use your skills to lay eggs, assign chicks, and collect your resources. Use your intelligence to plan your actions and make the best of your available arsenal. I love it. They're planning on releasing some updates coming real soon. This is, it's a real fun game to play with lots of surprises, so why not lay some chicks this Easter? That's not cute, people.
I don't think I want to lay chicks.
But in any case, we're going to have up a link to the website. The game actually looks pretty interesting for an iPhone game. I'm very impressed with the way that it looks. This will probably keep me occupied for a few hours, honestly.
I will have to take your word for it.
It is. It's pretty. I'm always impressed with the iPhone games, how pretty they look. Now, anybody out there that's played it, let us know if it's really a good game. It seems interesting. It's an innovative concept. I'll give them credit for that. I haven't seen anything like it. It's kind of a weird play on tower defense. Tower in the form of a tree.
Interesting.
Very interesting. So I'll have some screenshots up for you in just a second, actually.
All right. Is the GM your friend or your foe? Tell of Pirates, players love a good scrap. Never one to deny the people what they want, the game's GM is all too happy to use himself as bait to incite even more mayhem. As one of the most notorious and popular characters in the game, he has more than his fair share of friends and foes. In a battle that promises plenty of action, the GM will test the might of these groups by pitting them against each other. For this event, players will decide whether they are the GM's friend or foe. This is happening on April 28th, starting at 10 p.m. The GM will appear next to the NPC at the PvP map entrance. He will be selling lucky cards for 1M each. Pirates who want to be his friends should go buy lucky card D. If they prefer the darker side and want to be the GM's foes, they should buy lucky card K. After the event, victorious camps can exchange these cards with the GM for fantastic rewards. There are a total of 30 cards for each camp, and players can buy as many cards as they like. The value of the rewards will correspond to the numbers of cards exchanged. 5 minutes after the sale of the lucky cards has ended, the GM will appear on the PvP map and sit down. Those players holding lucky card K can start attacking the GM, while those with lucky card D will be tasked with defending him. If the GM is killed, the foe's camp with lucky card K will win. If the GM survives for 10 minutes with the help of those who hold lucky card D, then the friend's camp will claim victory. The winner will then march triumphantly back to the entrance to exchange their lucky cards for their prizes. In the end, there will be no doubt which camp reigns supreme. All right, so this is coming from Tales of Pirates 2, which I may have missed that part. Tales of Pirates 2 is a new adventure game set in the age of Vikings. It's a time of great discoveries and also a great brutality. Roam the vast oceans of northern Europe and exchange in intense battles using technological superiority and magical powers to determine who will claim mastery over the seas. All right, so y'all might want to check this out, possibly, because I know some of y'all have a whole, like, pirate fetish going on. Head over to top2.igg.com.
Well.
Well.
It looks like we have a...
You heard you got arrested, right?
I didn't. You have to tell me after the show. Oh, wow.
Yeah, pot possession. It gets you every time.
Dude, you can't do that when you're a celebrity. Even if it's just a YouTube celebrity. Ask Justin Bieber. You can't even eat a hamburger with your girlfriend. Okay. Well, Nintendo DSi.
Nintendo.
And Abby Light is challenging you to augment your reality. It's a new game called After Zoom. And they're proud to announce the development of its next exclusive game. This is Abby Light for the Nintendo DSi Wear service, After Zoom, has entered its final phase as of now. After Zoom is an augmented reality and hidden object game exclusive for the Nintendo DSi system. You guys should have probably done this for 3DS. You know, that takes on a whole new meaning when it's a 3D version of object, having the hidden object game. I play that. I usually hate those games, but I play it for 3D because that's different. They, of course, are saying that creating this project has been an authentic challenge from the start, and we are very happy. Or excited, aka excited, with the end result. After Zoom and his original game concept that nicely mixes reality and fantasy, says Nacho Garcia. Okay, designer of the game and Abby Light CEO, just wanted to pause for some of you to go, did she say Nacho Garcia? I did. Says we've also developed some interesting algorithms that are able to detect the console movement in different types of images. Might be interesting. After Zoom, of course, takes place in a lab where there are three main areas, the microscope, the sample bank, and the chemical lab. The microscope is, of course, useful to search for organisms and other elements on the player's surroundings, which may be found in different places and at different zoom levels. The organisms collected are stored in the sample bank. Here, one can also feed them so they're healthy. The healthier they are, the faster they'll grow, and the less one will have to check on them. The elements found on the microscopes are stored in the chemical lab, which is also where one mixes up new elements for the colonies based on actual chemistry formulas. Sounds interesting. Almost all the organisms are in too wild a state to allow capture, so before one can store them, it's necessary to weaken them using other organisms from the sample bank in a roll fight that only lasts 30 seconds. Not all the organisms have the same stamina near strike force, which means the strategy is necessary to ensure a win when choosing the right organisms to send into a fight. After Zoom is a work of fantasy that has real biology and chemistry elements as another main feature. The significance of its cultural improvements has awarded it with part grant by the Ministry of Culture of the Spanish government. Ah, that sounds great. After Zoom will be available for the Nintendo DSi through the Nintendo DSi shop. To access the Nintendo DSi shop, you need to simply connect your DSi system to the internet, then visit the DSi shop from the Nintendo DSi menu. And they will be announcing the price and release date for us soon. They've not given us an exact date. And as always, you can go keep an eye on them, stalk them over at their website, abbylight.com. That's ABYLIGHT.com/AfterZoom. It looks interesting. I like the whole chemistry biology thing. What do you think, Ginger?
I think that's crazy.
I think I likes it.
I think that's kind of awesome how they're doing that, though.
Now, I do have some screenshots I'm going to grab for you, too. Yeah, there's some screenshots, 16 of them. So we'll take a look. If it's not pretty, they're going to be in trouble.
Cool.
Did you hurt yourself? Did something bite you?
Felt like something bit me.
Ginger's is testy.
Apparently. What in the world? All right, that was odd. So it is getting to be time for mosquito season again around here.
Oh, don't remind me.
Mm-hmm. All right, pulling the story from GamePolitics.com this morning. Playmatix gets $1 million $1 million for Shadow Government. New York City-based social games developer Playmatix has managed to raise $1 million from several Swiss-based angel investors. The company will use this investment to further develop its social networking game, Shadow Government. Shadow Government uses real countries, political systems, and worldwide events as its key elements to allow players to build, manage, and destroy virtual nations. Playmatix is working with government modeling software developer Millennium Institute for the project. Along with the simulation tools, which real-world organizations have been using to test responses for real-world events, Playmatix is using economic and sustainability data to create Shadow Government. The Millennium Institute hopes this educational game will eventually be incorporated into school curricula. Playmatics has launched several online titles since its founding 2 years ago, including games for Disney's The Kingdom Keepers books, AMC's Breaking Bad TV series, and New York Public Library. It has 15 employees headed up by the CEO, Margaret Wallace, CCO, Nick Fortugno, and CFO, Philippe Trawinka. I probably said your name wrong, I'm sorry. Wallace says, we see shadow government advancing a future genre in gaming. It's not a serious game, really, because we aim to design an entertainment experience. People can use shadow government to destroy their own little country or wreak havoc where they can. We will be able to incorporate real-world news and data, sometimes in real time. We could take a different world focus with the game content, depending on what is going on in the world, asking players to create scenarios around the crisis in Japan or the conflict in Libya, for example. The only snag for the company could be walking that fine line between creating entertainment and offending those affected by these real-world events. More information about the game can be found at shadow-government.com, which I'm about to head over to because that sounds actually kind of interesting.
Is it for iPhone or?
It does not say, but I'm going to assume it's for the PC since they said that they would like to add it to school curricula.
I think that you should send me that link too in Skype so that I can see it because that sounds good. I love me some conspiracy shadow government stuff. I love it.
Yes, yes, yes. I know I was going to say something conspiracy theorist about the whole, you know, they get $1 million from some Swiss accounts, but.
Do I get to hack people?
I don't know. And I'm looking at their website and I'm like, how do I play?
Okay, we can't do this during the show. Did you read this right after?
I want to play.
We got some other interesting news just popped up.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, but we're going to save it till after the break. Because it's a slow news day, as you can probably tell. That's why we're kind of like, blah.
It's a slow news day. Everybody's like all hyped up on chocolate or recuperating from having family over all weekend.
I was the family that was over, and yeah, it's not fun for us to go out either. If I had my choice, I would have stayed home and slept on my couch. Yeah. But we have to get it together this week because there's a royal wedding, people. Some of you guys out there.
A royal wedding.
You're rolling your eyes, but every woman I have met, gamer and non-gamer alike, we're all like, I will be up at 4 a.m. watching the royal wedding on Friday. 4 a.m. our time if you're in the U.S.
No, no, no. Sorry.
I will be up. I'm calling you and getting you up. Did you get up?
No.
How often do you get to see a real princess in the making? Not a Disney princess, a real princess. I'm just saying.
Come on, is she a real princess? I mean,
she will be after they put that crown on her head and the ring on her finger.
It's nothing anymore. It's not real.
I don't care. I just want to see the dress and the crown.
No.
I'm usually not about some weddings except for ginger weddings, but yeah.
Which was beautiful and will blow away the prince and princess's wedding.
I would say if we could translate that to real life, it would. They'd be like, oh my God, forget the prince and princess. Have you seen this chick?
It was wonderful. It was beautiful.
Outrageous.
It was awesome.
Well, let me see if I can perk us up a bit if Blog Talk will allow us some non-warbly music. All right. Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. So from your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. So from your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, remember, you can find this news and other news at our website. GamerGirlsRadio.com or GamerNation.com. If you're going to GamerGirlsRadio.com, just look for the Lunch with Ginger and Corey tab.
Yeah. When I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were an ordinary yellow.
And of course, if you like us, favorite, if you don't like us, favorite, let's be honest.
Because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh, no.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Squeak, squeak. I'm in love with you, Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you, Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you, so from your big round bottom to the top of your boat.
Ah, That helped Tep a little bit. Not all the way, but just a little bit. I just want to go back and go to sleep. You know what I did Friday after we did the show?
What did you do Friday after you did
the show? I went to sit underneath a tree in the park.
Aww.
And in front of a lake, and then I was Twittering everybody. 'Cause I'm sorry, I can never just go out in nature without my phone. Something, I'm one of those people I cannot unplug completely unless I pass out and go to sleep, which case I can't Twitter you. But leave you me, if there's a way to Twitter you from my sleep, I will find it.
I am the same darn way.
I don't see what the issue is. Tell me, I got to leave my technology at home. But I had a fantastic time. Except for those ducks that were trying to eat my sandwich. Yes, I need y'all to control your ducks in the parks. Control your ducks. We need you to do it. Okay, so new news just popped up. Game politics.
New news?
Yes, game politics. I was nice enough to put this up because I can't get to our email right now. Lovely, lovely, lovely day that it is. Lovely Monday. Well, actually, I think I can get to the email, but it's a whole lot of trouble. And while I love you all, not happening. Okay, so... apparently, Massachusetts is going to vote to undo a 29-year-old ban on public video games. I didn't even know anybody had banned them. Way back in 1982, in the Dark Ages, the South Coastal Massachusetts town of Marshfield banned arcade games in public businesses. The town wanted to maintain the town's image as an authentic Massachusetts seaside destination. Though the fight went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, the town prevailed, and the ban has remained for 29 years. Right.
Wow.
And now a new effort hopes to let the residents of the town overturn that decision and allow games in businesses that could that want them. At the time the ban was passed, parents were worried about the effects of the coin-operated, let me repeat that again, coin-operated Donkey Kong and Pac-Man on their children. That's why I played Miss Pac-Man. See? See how I segue? they said people want to come in. It's another form of entertainment, said Stephen Drossel. You know, Steven, I'm not even going to try it. He's the owner of Venus, the Venus 2 restaurant. He says they want to come in, have a couple of drinks, play some video games in the bar. And they do. He's right. Some residents are holding on to the ban, saying it will change the image of the town. One resident named Faith Jean. Yeah, I'm giving Faith for that one. Faith Jean says it was Faith Jean says it would definitely change the type of entertainment we offer. We're a coastal town. Now we are an amusement coastal town, or we are fishing and swimming and sailing. Now are we in an amusement coastal town, or are we fishing and swimming and sailing? Why can't you do it all?
I don't know why.
Oddly,
those of us who have family members who like to go do that, and we're kind of like, we'll watch you from the shore.
Right? That would be me. I'll put my feet
here with the cell phone in case, you know, I see your head go underwater.
Right, yeah, I'm the watcher. I'm the designated beach watcher. There's a designated driver. I'm the designated beach watcher. Now, oddly enough, the ban does not stop Marshfield from allowing electronic gambling games such as Keno in the bars, restaurants.
Oh, imagine that.
Mm-hmm. So soon the town will vote on repealing the ban. We hope they stop being silly and lift it and allow them to offer it. Well, it's stupid because now we have handheld. It's not like a whole family couldn't come to the restaurant and bring it with them. And people say, hey, you know, we could do that. And next thing you know, everybody that comes in is bringing their PSP or their DS or whatever. So it's not like you could stop it. It was, ugh.
Some people's children.
Yeah. But this came from Game Politics via CBS Boston. People, you cannot stop the future. The Matrix will happen. I just hope it didn't happen in my time. But still... Still, just let the people play. We just want to play.
We just want to play. Why won't you let us play?
Because they think us evil gamers are going to, yeah. Well.
Don't mean us all the time.
So, Ginger, what you got? What you got?
What have I got? I lost my story. I got Mobius. That's what I got.
I used to like Mobius.
Mm-hmm. Mobius Portal now carries Malaysia's MyCard points. Further expanding its repertoire, Digital Media Exchange, DME, has added Malaysia's MyCard points to its ever-growing Mobius Games Portal, the largest online portal and payment gateway in Southeast Asia, containing over 1,800 free-to-play MMOs, web browser games, and more. MyCard points are an online currency used to acquire premium content in hundreds of free-to-play Facebook browser titles, My card can be used in the Philippines, Malaysia, Singapore, and Hong Kong, with both English and Chinese language Facebook titles granting gamers in the region further options to maximize fun with all their favorite games. Members of DME's Mobius portal located at MobiusOnline.net can trade Mobius ePoints, DME's own online currency, for MyCard points. With the wide availability of Mobius ePoints, MyCard can be attained more readily and easily. Mobius ePoints can be bought at thousands of regional retail outlets throughout Malaysia, Singapore, and the Philippines, and are also available anywhere via mobile phones, Globe and Smart in the Philippines. Available since March 2011, MyCard has joined the ranks of other great top-up platforms on the Mobius portal, MobiusOnline.net, such as Ultimate Game Card and Facebook Credits. So, yay, now you have even more ways to spend your money. Woohoo!
Yay!
Yay, so some of these games, like that evil Farmville game, grr. Stop playing that game, really, seriously.
Do I play Farmville? No, I play Frontiersville. Okay, so... Not much better.
Don't tell her about that one either.
Not much better. Well, just to prove that we in Texas are serious badasses, you ever heard of Rice University, one of the top Ivy League schools in the nation? Well,
I believe.
Yes. Well, Rice University, not far from where I am right now. Hello, Rice. A team of undergraduates down there at Rice University in Texas have devised a computerized motion tracking system that uses the Wii Balance Board as a cost-effective method of physical therapy. This is from our peoples over at Gamma Sutra. By linking 5 balance boards together between a pair of handrails, the team has created a balance training system that it hopes will help children with balance problems while also providing a fun challenge in a video game environment. The project is aimed at children that have cerebral palsy, spina bifida, and amputations. Patients are presented with a game which requires them to hit particular spots on the balance board with their feet, enabling them to shoot at enemies on the screen. And as the patient improves, the game becomes more difficult, requiring they move more quickly and efficiently. Amazing. The team hope to have the system working in Shriners Hospital for Children, Houston, within the next month. Again, right down the street. I'm probably going to pop down there and check that out. I mean, literally, that's down the street. Stephen Irby is an engineer at Shriners Motion Analysis Laboratory, pitched the original idea to engineering mentors at Rice University. Irby wants kids to practice certain tasks in their games, such as standing still, then taking a couple of steps and being able to balance, which is pretty difficult for some of them. That's from Michelle Pyle, who's one of the seniors on the project. He said the last task is being able to take a couple of steps and then turn around. Now, this isn't a measurement device as much as it is a game, Irby said, but putting the two systems together is what makes it unique. The Wii system is not well suited to kids with significant balance problems, so they can't play it. So we're making something that's more adaptable to them.
That's kind of cool.
It's very cool. The students also noted that the system costs far less than the $2,000 they had budgeted, with the balance boards being less expensive than regular force plates, but giving a pretty good readout of your center of balance for what they cost. I told you guys, you hate the Wii. Have you heard anybody doing this with the Kinect or Move? I'm just saying.
No, you haven't.
Can't be done with those. Trying to be trendy and not really thinking about what you're making doesn't make something that's going to change society. This is a good thing. I want to pop down there and check that out. I'm gonna see if they'll let me in. Since it's gonna be within a month, see if they'll let me in to get some images.
That'd be kind of neat.
Yes, I love this idea. Love it. Ginger, do you have another? Because if not, I got more.
I do have some more, and hopefully, I'm hoping you haven't grabbed this one yet. I don't recognize it, though. Replica Software and IdeaWorks Labs join forces to provide multi-platform network connectivity. Replica Software, the developer of ReplicaNet, and RN Lobby Network Middleware and IdeaWorks Labs, developers of the AirPlay SDK have announced a partnership to allow developers to expand access to online multiplayer games across multiple platforms. Tim Kloss, CTO of IdeaWorks Labs, says, "We are excited to see what developers can do with this extra online functionality. The multi-platform features of ReplicaNet are an excellent fit with our own development model. Being integrated with AirPlay SDK means developers of online games have even more options for connecting their players," says Martin Piper, owner of Replica Software. "A vibrant multiplayer, multi-platform experience is a proposition that is very exciting for us, so it made perfect sense to team up with IdeaWork Labs. Using ReplicaNet, each C++ class is treated as a potential network shareable object. The underlying ReplicaNet software detects changes in the object and automatically updates the replicated classes on the machines connected to the network session. Any changes made to the member variables of the C++ classes can be extrapolated by ReplicaNet using several predefined filters to reduce the amount of network traffic when transmitting changes in the object. With RN Lobby, developers can use online user accounts with persistent data storage for statistics and ranking, discover or advertise network sessions, license key verification, and NAT punch through. All right. So that's kind of interesting. So anyways, Replica Software and IdeaWorks joining forces. Kind of interesting. Way to go, you guys. Hope this creates more jobs. Yeah. Most people are like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What's more people?
Well, I think we talked about this last year, but we didn't give you any more information because we didn't have it. But I want to let you know, remember we told you last week that they were discontinuing the PSP Go?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did announce last week, and we forgot to tell you. Sorry, guys. Sony is saying that they're going to continue the production of the PSP just for here in North America. They're saying, of course, you heard last week they were halting production to focus on the code named Next Generation Portable. So you didn't know about that, did you? Ha ha ha. The company noted that the production on the standard PSP 3000 would not be affected. Of course, there were some clashing statements that followed on reports from Japanese and UK retailers that the stocks of the system would not be replenished once they ran out, blah, blah, blah. Sony Entertainment has dropped the price of the PSP Go multiple times over the last 6 months, with a price drop to $199 late last year and another drop to $149 last month. The PSP Go has had rocky sales since its release in 2009. Gamma Sutra analyst Matt Matthews is estimating it's a slow death at retail for the handheld. Slow death, very good choice of words. But so they're also, looks like they're working on another handheld system. But those of you who liked the Go, or you just want to have it as a collector's item, because I know some of you out there are game collectors, you collect consoles, you can still pick one up. They're still going to continue to make them here. So that's good news. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm, that is good news.
Also means those people get to keep their jobs that are building these things for you. So that's fantastic news
you
for
get
that.
To keep your jobs.
Yeah.
They're not saving your jobs.
Yes, yes. Well, it is time for us to get out of here. It has been the most interesting Monday in a good long while.
You say interesting. I say, is it nap time yet?
I certainly hope so. My day is still not even over, not even close to being over.
Well, I got a car to go be bought and all that other fun stuff.
It's interesting. That's a new car.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to meet me in Austin, right? Yeah.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah, actually, we need to plan that. We need to have us a Ginger and Corey weekend.
Mm-hmm. I would try to go this weekend, but I'm trying to hide because of the birthday. So I can't actually hide on Thursday because I have to do the show and stuff.
Yeah, I'm already telling everybody in clan, by the way.
You getting face.
Happy birthday, Corey. It's going to be all over Facebook and on Twitter and on the website. And
you are getting face and not happy face.
I love you, Corey.
Mm-mm.
Oh, when do we get our pretty pictures with all your glitter on your eyes?
You know, I had glitter on my eyes yesterday, and I'm thinking this is not a good idea.
Yeah, I saw the Facebook post.
It was pretty and everything, but you do not want glitter in your eye. I'm like, oh, maybe I should give up that glitter, eye glitter. Oh, I was pretty, but I could not see a thing, I'm telling you.
Hey, Corey, you know what I got?
What?
A Reese's egg.
No, I'm done with candy. I had enough yesterday.
My husband bought me a great big one. Awesome.
I think I'm done with the candy. I had small people putting candy in my hand. Here, eat this. Okay. I'm surprised I'm not sick. You know, kids don't wash their hands. There was like 7 of them. Not mine, by the way. Somebody's like, you got 7 kids? No, I don't have 7. My little family
member. She has 8.
Oh, hon. If I did, I'd be crazier than I am.
When you sleep in my bed, had the craziest night.
I vow to you moms with 5 kids. Yeah, I vow to you moms that have 5 and 6 children. I vow to you.
I vow to you moms that about you and then also ask, so what kind of anti-crazy pills are y'all on? Because, wow.
All right, we need to get out of here before BT cuts us. We'll see you guys tomorrow morning.
Hopefully. Bye, guys.
Caffeine and I.